All right, well, it's good to see everyone here this evening, and we're preparing for the Lord's Day, and we're enjoying these series of lessons out of the Gospel of John right now on the miracles of Christ. So if you'll open your Bibles to John chapter 5, John chapter 5, we have a real challenge this week because we have a lot of information and a lot of great things that the pastor brings out in the reading material, and It certainly is a rich lesson, and I'm sure that your class will enjoy it this week. In John chapter 5, and beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cursed, It is the Sabbath day, or rather that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. And then asked they him, What man is this which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And notice in verse number 7, or verse number 6, at the latter part of the verse, the Lord Jesus asked the question, Wilt thou be made whole? Of course, that's the title for this lesson. And we see the setting of this lesson is that the Lord Jesus was coming from Galilee to Jerusalem. And it was going up for one of the feasts that were to be kept. There were three feasts that were to be kept. And the Lord Jesus was coming to the feast. He was coming from Galilee where the nobleman's son, where he'd met the nobleman. And the nobleman's son had been healed. And so we're following this second miracle that we studied last week. And the Lord Jesus comes to a place called the sheep market. And the sheep market is a place where as the people would come in to offer sacrifices to the Lord, they would bring the sheep through the sheep gate. And there the sheep would be prepared for the sacrifice. And we read about that in Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse number 1 about the sheep gate. And it is here where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is preparing to heal this man. And so let me encourage you to read that in Nehemiah chapter 3 and learn about this sheep gate. But here the Lamb of God now stands at this sheep gate, ready to perform this great miracle. Then I want you to notice, if you will, in verse number 3, the Bible says, In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Here's a great multitude of people here by this pool of Bethesda. And then in verse 5, the Bible says, And a certain man was there. And you will see how that the Lord Jesus Christ looks into the crowd, into the multitude, into the throng of people, and he sees the individual. And I'm thankful the Lord Jesus Christ looked in the multitude and saw me. And I know you're thankful that he saw you. And I'm glad that he's a personal Savior. He's a personal and loving God. And so he sees this certain man. And the Bible tells us that this man was there and he had an infirmity of 38 years. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse number 14, we see a similarity between this man and the nation of Israel. And I'll read that verse for you in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse number 14. And this is speaking here of the children of Israel after they had turned from the promised land and went into the wilderness. The Bible says in verse 14, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, this is the place now where they withstood the Lord there, and because of their unbelief, entered back into the wilderness. He said, until we were come over the brook Zered, which was 38 years, until all the generation rather of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. So we see that the children of Israel were in the wilderness for 38 years, and this man had been lame for 38 years, and just as Israel, without their Messiah, without the Lord, without trusting Christ, was in the wilderness for 38 years, so are people who do not know the Lord and do have not trusted the Lord. They're without hope. They're lame. They're weak. And there's no strength in them. And so the Lord Jesus Christ comes to this helpless man, and he asks him this question in verse number 6, wilt thou be made whole? Now, as we look at this man, we're going to see three things about him as you look inside your lesson sheet. First of all, we're going to see his weakness. His weakness. Let's look at verses 5 through 7 again. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. So we know that this man had this physical problem for 38 years. He could not walk. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And we see that this man's condition, his weak condition, is a representative of all of the conditions of mankind. All of us without Christ are weak, and we have no strength. And many people today are trying to help themselves. They're trying to do the best they can, but they're helpless. They're weak, and they need a Savior. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 5 as we consider his weakness. His physical weakness speaks of our spiritual weakness without Christ. Look in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 6. The Bible says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So we are a picture of this lame man who could not rise up and walk. We have no strength in ourselves without the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many people who are in our communities and in our city, and people that we work with, people that we see on a daily basis, and they're helpless. They don't know the Lord Jesus, and they're trying to get through life, and what they need is the Savior. And so may we be a witness to them and help people to understand the Lord Jesus Christ wants to heal them. Notice what he said. He said, wilt thou be made whole? The Lord Jesus was interested in more than just helping this man with his physical problem. He was interested in saving his soul and making him whole. So we see his weakness. Then secondly, we see his will. Notice again the question that the Lord Jesus gives in verse number 6. He said, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? This man, of course, wanted to be healed, but did he want to be made whole? The Lord Jesus Christ was offering him the opportunity to be made whole. But this man had to exercise his will. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't force himself upon anyone. I know as we pray for folks who are not saved, we just think, Lord, wake them up, shake them, and help them to receive you. Help them to understand. But the Lord Jesus does not force himself upon us. He has given us a free will, and so we must choose. Now, he's at this place called Bethesda. And as you study your Bibles and do some research, you find that Bethesda means mercy. Bethesda means mercy. And then we read that there were five porches there. And five is the number of grace. So it is here at this place called Bethesda that we see the Lord Jesus offering mercy and grace to this man. And the Lord Jesus offers mercy and grace to us. Look with me, if you will, in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there's nothing that we can do to earn this salvation. And just as this man was at this place of mercy, and the Lord Jesus was offering him grace and mercy, he offers to us grace and mercy. And if we're to be made whole, we must accept his grace and his mercy. But the Lord Jesus, again, doesn't force it upon us. Salvation is a gift, and it only becomes ours, and it becomes the recipient's as they receive that gift. So we must exercise our will. And we have to help people understand that. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 17, the Bible says, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." And so the Lord Jesus says, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he says to all of us and to everyone that we'll have in our classes this week and to the people that we're witnessing to and praying for their salvation, the Lord Jesus said, "Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." And so the Lord Jesus gave this man the opportunity, but he had to exercise his will. So we see his weakness, and then we see his will, and finally we see his walk. Look in verses 7 through 9. "The impotent man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming down, another steppeth down before me.' And Jesus saith unto him, 'Rise, take up thy bed and walk.'" Look at verse number 9. The Bible says, "And immediately the man was made whole." Immediately. There was no days of healing. There was no recovery time. Immediately he was made whole. And the Bible says he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So here's what he did. Immediately he arose, he took up his bed, and he walked. Here's a man who had not walked in 38 years. There was no physical therapy. There was no rehabilitation. He was made whole, and he began to walk. And how does this speak to us? Well, the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." So this man was not walking in order that he be made whole, but he was walking as a result of the fact that he had been made whole. You see, he couldn't earn his salvation, but because he was saved, he was strengthened. Because he was made whole, he was strengthened and was able to walk. And so the Lord Jesus commands us as believers to walk in him. He said that we are his workmanship, created unto good works. And so the Lord Jesus Christ desires for us as Christians to walk in him. This means we're to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're not living in order to be saved. We're living as a result that the Lord Jesus Christ has made us whole. What a powerful testimony we can have to the miracle working power of God if people who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will simply be obedient to him, rise, take up our beds, and by faith walk in this world as Christians before the Lord. And we'll see people who will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And we look in verse number 14. We see then that the great physician was not only concerned about healing this man's physical body, but he was concerned about saving his soul. It said, "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, 'Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more.'" There's no doubt as we read this reference, the Lord Jesus is speaking about the fact that this man's sins have been forgiven. He has become a whole man. And so may we as Christians seek to find in the multitudes of lame people and halt and blind those who are sin sick and helpless. May the Lord help us to see certain individuals and put those people on our hearts. And may we walk before the Lord and show those people the way of salvation. I like the way the pastor ends this lesson in verses number 15. It says, "The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." And so the Lord Jesus Christ here reveals his deity. He says that "I am equal with God." And as you read verses 19 through 24, we see that he's equal to the Father in works. He was equal to the Father in knowledge. He was equal to the Father in power. And he was equal to the Father in honor. And then in verse 24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is seeking to do, and what we should be seeking to do as we walk before the Lord, demonstrating his miracle working power, that we would have the opportunity to present the gospel and that many others would come to know the Lord just like this man. And so as we work for this coming Lord's Day, may the Lord help us and give us understanding here and use it in our classes. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask you to help us this week. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll give us understanding, and I pray that you will use us in a great way. We pray that people would respond to this lesson. May their lives be changed as a result of it. We know that there are many people who need to know you as their Savior. Help us to work hard to have them here on this Lord's Day. And then there are many people who name the name of Christ but are not being obedient to the Lord, walking in Him. And I pray that you will help us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.